been evil. Bad intentions on my mind, got my fangs out, better hide. Wanna tangle up in you, don't be tempted to escape. Wishing it was just us two, cause she'll make you feel out of place. Wanna tangle up in you, don't be tempted to escape. Wishing it was just us two, just us two.
This is Anne and Liv on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Liv, do you want to give us a cute little PSA for the hour?
I would love to. I would be, ooh, that sure is squeaky. I would love to. Are you looking for something sweet, great tasting? Oh, are you looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting fiber. Read labels to help understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or processed snacks. I actually have personal stake in this because last night I was absolutely gobbling down some raisins, if you remember, because you were there.
I remember that.
Yeah, I was like dropping them, spilling them all over myself.
They were so good.
Yeah, because I was just in such a hurry to eat my raisins because they're so delicious and I love them so much.
That actually is my favorite PSA, and I did it the last hour as well because it's just so good. I want to keep, like, every time I read it, I want to like add on another fruit.
Ooh.
But every time I like forget.
That's genius.
Because there's so many of them that you have to read, and so I always forget what else. Like kiwi.
Wait, is dried kiwi a thing?
I don't know, but it should be.
Did they say oranges? Because have you ever?
They didn't.
Have you had dried oranges?
No.
Because they go crazy.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to Trader Joe's probably tomorrow. I'll bring you some.
Yes, please. Speaking of citrus, I just got some essential oils in the mail, and one of them is lemongrass or like lemon. It just smells so good, and so I like want to wear it all the time because like. Essential oils are like basically perfume, but like more scented.
Dilute it so you don't hurt. Because
I'll probably be gentle, careful. Yeah, but I like love it. So I like put a few drops like on my clothes and stuff today, and I love it. I love like having a smell to me.
Do you use like dryer balls or do
no?
You, okay, then I don't know how this would work. Because my mom does this thing where, because we use like dryer balls instead of dryer sheets, where you put some essential oils into the balls and then you put them in the dryer and they make your clothes smell so yum yum slay. Like
maybe
she has this like lavender vanilla little guy. It's awesome. It's the best. Highly recommend. I will be getting some oils because my clothes have been smelling just like clothes lately and I need to work on that.
Yeah, me too. Because I don't like using like scented detergents. Exactly. Like I have these like detergent sheets. So I just like throw those in and then it like, it's not scenting my clothes. But my roommates love our room to smell good because who doesn't love a good smelling room?
And your room does smell awesome.
It always does. Like no matter what, like, is in there.
Shout out to Kylie and Louise for having an awesome smelling room. Great job, guys.
I love that. But Megan and I have been like talking about how we need like a signature scent, which I don't really know if I need a signature one. I think I just need like more like perfumes or like scents that I can wear because I like smelling good.
Yeah.
I feel like when other people smell good, I also like notice more because I'm like, ooh, they smell so good. Like I want to smell like them. So I just want that kind of attention.
My signature scent is a discontinued Lush solid perfume that I stole from my sibling. Ooh. So long ago that the label has rubbed off, and I don't know what it's called, to see if like anyone on eBay has been holding them. But also, like, I don't want to give Lush my money because they hate trans people. Do you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, everyone hates trans people.
Good to know about Lush.
Yeah, I don't want to make a repurchase.
I don't hate trans people.
But I also, like, I don't know what I'm gonna do when I run out, because it smells, it smells purple, basically.
Ooh, like, I love it when things smell purple.
Exactly, because it's just like incense and like violet, like, ooh. it's very nice. It smells like rocks a little bit. I don't know how to explain that, but it smells like rocks a little bit.
I need to smell that. Yeah. I think that having a signature scent is a nice, enjoyable thing. I mean,
you can smell my arm. You can smell it a little bit.
I can do it later.
Yeah, I'm not going to reach all the way across as far.
But. We're, like, sitting across a table. No. I just think that, like, I don't necessarily need, like, one scent. I just need to, like, be scented
in some way. I need to smell good all the time, or else I get scared.
And I'm really loving this, like, lemon scent that I got going on today, because it just, like, feels very, like, bright, like, the day out, and, like, good vibes.
You have lemon vibes.
Thank you.
Like, in a positive way.
The playlist that I made for this show today is called Yellow, so I felt like it was very fitting. I did make it the picture of the fallen smoothie.
Mm, yeah.
Because that really was
what
the
kind
mood
of smoothie
of the day.
Was it?
It was a mango sunrise smoothie.
Oh no!
It was so sad.
That's
so
heartbreaking.
So the story is that I was sitting in the sink, our little Tufts little student-run coffee shop little thing, and I invited my friend to come and sit down with me, and they walked up with a mango sunrise smoothie, and, like, literally, I don't even know what happened. I, like, missed the actual, like, spillage of this, but they, like, put it down on the table, and all of a sudden, half of it was just on the table, and I was like, oh no, and I just sat there, because I was like, what, like, how am I gonna help? It was like my two friends were like cleaning it up, so they like had it, and I was just sitting there like, oh my god, that's so sad. It was a tragedy, honestly, a modern tragedy.
What's the word that they would teach you in like elementary school, like, don't bully people, like, lessons about, like, don't be like a bystander. You were a bystander to the smoothie incident,
and I feel a little bit bad, because like all I did was take a picture of it and laugh. But to be fair, it was entirely their fault and not mine.
You are exactly what's wrong with society today.
So
I have to
true.
Get so close to the mic to really, you're the problem.
I'm the problem.
We're the drama.
We are the drama. Okay, this next song that I'm gonna play is called Cheesin', because today is a good day and we are cheesin' about it.
Yes.
Yes, this is happening. Okay.
I've been knowing that we can't last. Made it all up just to stay with you. Now I'm cheesing when you blow past. Yeah, if you take a slice of me, that's all alright with me. I've been knowing that we can't last. Made it all up just to stay with you. Now I'm cheesing when you blow past. Yeah, if you take a slice of me, that's all alright with me.
Well, it's not the same in the morning. I'm picking up signs that you're leaving, but we're deep in. It's all alright with me.
baby. You're my baby. Talking anywhere to see you sideways, lady. You're my lady. Wonder when you start to see how perfect I don't know if I could ever do without you. And I hope to God I won't get the chance to. Time and time again, I don't mind. Time and time again,
baby, you're my baby.
Okay, so something that I forgot to do, I feel really loud. Something that I forgot to do earlier was plug the fact that I work in theater and I have a job at the Woodshop on campus, and they are doing, the Tufts Theater Department is doing, Spring Awakening. I completely blanked on the name, but they're doing Spring Awakening, and I have been working on the sets for it because I work at the Woodshop, and it has been the light of my life. My, like, the best part of my weeks is going to work, which is so, like, funny that I, like, never thought that I would do theater in college. But I am, and I love it. And so I've been working on the sets and stuff, and I absolutely adore it. And so you should come and see Spring Awakening. It's, like, the first weekend and the second weekend in March. It's, like, March... Let me look at a calendar. It's, like, March 1st, 3rd... maybe that's a lie. Maybe it's... I think it starts the 3rd, and then it goes, like, 3rd, 4th, 5th, and then the next weekend, like, the 11th and the 12th and the 13th. They're all show times. I forget where you can find it. I'm sure if you look up Spring Awakening Tufts Theater Department, you can find it. But buy your tickets and go and come see it. Maybe you'll see me at the show. Maybe you'll see Liv at the show if I can get Liv to fucking come.
I'll be there.
Come.
I'll be there. I love Spring... Okay, I don't love Spring Awakening because it feels weird to be like, that's a great, it's a great story. But I think that it's one of the most genius musicals ever written, and I will be tuning in.
Incredible. Yeah. So we will be there, and you all should come if you're in the Tufts area. I think that it's going to be very exciting. I've put a lot of hard work in every, like, week for 3 hours. This week I actually did so many hours, and it was so lovely, and I loved it. I, like, worked over the weekend, which is, like, such a nerdy thing to, like, say and do.
You're a carpentrista.
I'm a carpentrista, yeah. And I love it, and it's so fun. It makes me feel so good, and yeah. I will also be working tomorrow, and I'm so excited about it.
So why are you doxing yourself?
Because I can. Yeah, I just love working. So that is my plug for the thing that I do, since you plugged TFL.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that we do? Not really.
We do this, and I also plug that. Be nicer to the children in your life. Mm. That's one thing, is that kids are awesome.
Kids are awesome.
I work at an elementary school, and I think that kids are cool. So be nice to the children. They're the future. I'm trying to work at this
true.
Like outdoor like preschool vibe over the summer. I need it to happen for me because that would be so fun.
Yes, it's just, like, you should do it.
It's also like at this like ecological preserve, like up in the middle of the mountains.
Wait, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Oh,
I hope it actually. Maybe I'll email the lady right now.
I think I need to, like, start tutoring or something because I really enjoy that, and I don't have any children in my life right now.
Join Tufts Literacy Corps next semester. It's awesome.
Okay, maybe I will.
You can do work study or you can do volunteer. It's the best.
Because I was helping my friend with her, like, computer science lab today, and she was getting annoyed at me because I was, like, helping her too much, ? Don't know how that's possible. Shout out to my lovely friend. You know who you are. I love you very much. But I like helping people and teaching them, and I think it's really fun.
And you're good at it. Like, remember when you taught me how to do computer science?
Yes.
Ooh, I'll do my stats homework right now too.
I love that. And I also love asking questions. Anyway, it's so nerdy of me. What did I just play? Ah, I can play this one. So next up is going to be Dying in the Subtlety by Cautious Clay. Such a good song. I can't wait for you to hear it.
Death in the window, written I'm sorry. You're fogging up friendship, I don't want to say that. Do I need this dress or a symbol? I don't know, probably. The fate of my conscience, never thought much of that.
Baby, I'm holding in this one. Oh, baby, it all depends. Everybody's in it all for themselves. Oh, darling, now it's all. Now it's all right, I got my mind off you.
I got my mind.
It's been a long time coming, I know it's true. Oh, baby, I'm holding in, holding on. I'm holding in, holding on.
Dances of the satin sheets, Axe's chloroform. Coachella is your type of scene, and nostalgia is your score.
You met me right near center stage. Bon Iver performed. Something about the way you dance on Molly, I adore. You love who you love, don't you?
Thank you. Spending up all
one yet. Oh, good to know. So, speaking of men on the moon, I recently, so I am gonna like basically dox myself. I'm going to major in chemical engineering, and I've been like considering and reconsidering this like so many times because it's a really hard decision to make, and even though I know that I can like reverse my decision at any moment in time, it's still one of those things that I'm like, this will determine the rest of my life.
Wait, essentially, you literally have 7 days.
I literally have 7 days. Oh, I think I'm gonna declare like today because I know what I want to do, and if I change my mind over the summer, then I change my mind, but for now, that's what I'm declaring. And I was just telling Liv that I think it would be really cool to be like a chemie and go into like being an astronaut and like do space things, because I find that all really interesting. And like as a kid, I don't think that as a kid I wanted to be a librarian, which is like drastically different, but like it would be really cool to be able to be like, and then my little dream job is when I was a kid, which it wasn't, but still, I can lie about that. Yeah. That's not a bad lie to have.
Lying is the first rule of comedy.
Yeah, and I also think that it would be cool to, like, because there's, they, at Tufts, they're doing research on amino acids on Mars, essentially, and, like, that's a really dumbed-down version of, like, what they're doing, because
Why
I don't even
dumbing
understand.
It down for me?
No, I don't even understand it, so, like, that's how I understand it, but basically, they, like, do all this research here, they give it to NASA, and then they're like, hey, astronauts, or, like, people, like, look for this thing when you send, like, robots or, like, whatever to Mars, and so they're, like, looking for the stuff that Tufts is finding. And it's insane. I'm like, that sounds so cool. So I'm like, I think I'm gonna look into like getting onto that research team because I think that would be like so cool. And I would love to do that for my whole life.
That is fantastic. There is a lab here that looks at like microbiology by like fermenting food.
Oh.
And fermenting food is one of my little favorite things to do. Like, if I have a sweet next year, massive apologies to any of my sweet mates who may be listening. I'm making kombucha. I will be making a SCOBY in our communal kitchen. But I also like make pickles, and everybody likes pickles, and I make really good pickles, so it's worth it. But like, yeah, I was thinking about emailing people who do that lab because that would be so cool. Even though like I am probably not doing bio,
yeah,
like, it's still, I know a lot about it, and it still is like very cool.
And like one of the things that I was like considering when I was trying to decide what I want to major in was the like types of research that chemies do, and also like what labs I could potentially work in, which is like all of the chemical labs and like some of the biological labs I could probably like fit myself into, because what they were saying was that professors just want people who are excited about their labs and are like excited about the stuff that they're doing research in. And like worst comes to worst, you like try, you work in a lab for like a semester and you hate it, and then you like are like, okay, bye, I'm gonna try something different. And I love I want to do research. I think that would be like so fun, and so like I might end up having to go to grad school to like do that, which is boo, but we'll see. It could be fun. I could be down, because also I love learning about things, so TBD on that. So today, switching gears a little bit, we're gonna do a cute little hypothetical. And so this hypothetical is, if extra lives were a thing in the real world, how would like your character get them? Like, how would you get extra lives?
Like, okay, hang on. Okay, hang on, I'm confused.
Like, if you were a character in, and the world was a video game.
Yeah.
And you had, like, lives. Yeah. How would you get extra lives? Like, how would your character do it?
Like, good things to, like, my special skills?
That, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Because,
like, I guess usually it's, like, eating food or, like...
Yeah.
Drinking kombucha.
Yeah, okay, yeah, because I was gonna say like a little mint limeade health aid.
Ooh.
Kombucha, those are healing elixirs, but they don't have them in Massachusetts.
No,
I've seen literally one bottle in my life, and I was like, well, maybe it's seasonal, but like when I was home over winter break in the dead of winter, they had them.
Damn.
Literally the Massachusetts kombucha collection is so bad.
I'm so sorry for you.
It hurts. It's also, like, more expensive here, usually.
Maybe it's, like, maybe you're, like, in one of those video games where you have to, like, it's, like, regional foods.
No, because, a lot of my, like, one of my favorite kombucha companies is, like, brewed in my hometown. And like, y'all are simply not making it over here.
Yeah. We're like in Animal Crossing, how the different islands have different fruits. We're exactly. The one that doesn't have kombucha.
Yeah, because I'm from like a wine town, so everybody like knows how to ferment. And they're like, well, what if we make this trendy and something for the kids, something for the little ones? Mm-hmm. So they just make kombucha. And so you can go to a winery and be like, well, I can't drinky, but like they have their own like kombucha on tap.
I cannot wait to be over 21 and do like the wine tours, because my family loves to do those, and I would love to do this.
What's the wine situation like in Pennsylvania?
Because in Pennsylvania, it's horrible.
Okay.
But if you go to like upstate New York or like up here,
or get this, to Southern California's wine country, good old Temecula Valley, doxing myself, I really can visit.
Like, I want to do like a West Coast little moment for myself.
I was in like a store here. And they had like wine from my tiny little baby hometown.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Cuz Pennsylvania has not that much stuff, but like Philly has good food. We have good food in Philly.
Yeah.
But like not I don't know about the wine. I don't think
what kind of good food?
We have cheesesteaks and Philly pretzels. We have good
Charlie was talking
cheese.
To me about pretzels the other day. He was like, "Oh, do you guys have pretzels other
pretzels?
Places?" I'm like, "Yeah, we have pretzels other places."
Oh, yeah.
But apparently you guys are like doing it different.
Yeah, we're doing it like incredibly. We also have really good bagels in Pennsylvania and donuts.
Believe it.
Literally like especially Philly area, like such good food.
That's one thing about California is that we are not doing bread so beautifully.
Mm.
Like San Francisco sourdough, but that's kind of it. But like
I'm trying to think, because there's
Mexican
food. And so Pennsylvania has literally a snack belt, because we have
Hershey
and Snyder's and Hershey. Like we have like a bunch of like in like it's like a little belt that goes across Pennsylvania, and it's actually like so cool, because like if you go out like 2 hours from me, you can get to like Hershey and like go to like the chip factories and like all that stuff, and it's actually like so cool, because we just have like great chips and like pretzels and snacks.
That's fantastic.
What else? Oh, my lives. What would my lives be? I think my lives would be chocolate milk, or like that would be like my health healing thing.
Yeah, remember the day that we went on a hike, you pre-gamed with chocolate milk.
Yeah, which actually was so good.
Yeah, I was a little jelly.
And then we ate pie after, didn't we?
We did.
That was so good.
That was a delightful little that was a
good
day.
We should do that again.
Yeah,
because now it's getting nice out.
Exactly.
I mean, it's gonna get cold again, but we're not gonna think about it.
But it'll get warm like it's gonna be disgusting this weekend, but then it'll get like medium again, and then it'll get warm after.
Yeah, exactly. I cannot wait for April, because it should be like so nice, and it might be like a little bit rainy, but
it happens.
And a little bit of rain never hurt nobody.
Exactly. It makes it green.
Exactly. I cannot wait for it to be green all over here.
Yeah.
Because all of the trees are kind of
actually
dead.
No, I won't explain this on air, because I will talk for 45 minutes. But remind me to tell you about California, like, and rain.
Okay.
And the unique situation that we're in right now.
I think maybe not this summer, maybe like next summer or like next something, maybe next winter break, because I want to come out west.
Yes.
Because I've only been to like Northern and San Francisco, like, is where I ended up, because I did like cross-country road trip across, and it was beautiful. Like, I loved Yellowstone and like all those places, but I've never done I wasn't in California for long enough.
Yeah.
We were there for like 2 days in San Francisco, and we were in the city for one, and then we were like on the coast for the other day.
And like, I do think that that is basically a different state. Like, that does not count as the same state. That like, I think that like, everything south of LA should be its own state, and then LA up,
because California
to Bay
is so
should be its own state,
like, and large.
Then, yeah.
It's so long.
Yeah, it takes like 17 hours to drive up it,
and that's crazy, because like, you can like 2 hours in Pennsylvania gets you to like any of the like coastal states.
Yeah, I was looking it up, and I can drive from like here to what's the state that's above this,
New Hampshire.
Yeah,
Vermont, Maine.
I can get, it's like New Hampshire is like 45 minutes away.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane to me.
Yep.
I'm like, I have to sneeze. Should I sneeze into the mic?
No. Because I also want to like start hiking the like 4,000 footers and like doing that and like backpacking them, because
there, especially if you come over winter, there are some beautiful little trails I would love to take you on.
Yes,
because they like hurt and are hard, but they're so pretty gorgeous.
I love that.
And they're easier in the winter.
Like I took a nap on top of a mountain, and I want to do that all the time.
No, because I did that last spring vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I just like found a night, because me and my friend who has asthma and my sibling who had never hiked before, I was like, no, guys, like I promise, like I'll be considerate of your guys' like experiences and skill levels, like I can do this, I promise. And so I was like, this is like a 2 mile loop, like this will be good and easy, like 2 miles is like easy peasy.
Yeah.
There was like a little bit of an incline, but like just a little bit, and then that like it's a decline on the way back down. So I was like, oh, this is gonna be fine. And then we got lost.
No.
And we got 4 miles out.
Oh my god.
Before we realized we were lost, and we had to hike the 4 miles back in.
Oh no.
So that was awesome, and they haven't forgiven me.
No.
But so we did end up taking a nap on a little rock because we were not anticipating doing 8 miles.
Oh my god. Because, like, my cousins did, like, the like, Utah, Nevada, like, those, like, national parks. Because I just want to, like, go to all the national parks and, like, do all of the little, like, cute little hikes.
I went to Valley of Fire a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Insane. It's so pretty.
Really?
I miss her.
I want to go. I want to go to all of them. Okay, we're going to listen to Sunrise by Michelle, because this song I literally played nonstop for like 2 weeks, or maybe probably even longer. It was probably like a month over like a couple summers ago when I was like walking. I like walked some dude's dog like every day for like 2 months, and I got paid bank for it. Like I made bank, and it was great. And I listened to the song over and over again, and so I think you're gonna love it, honestly.
I'm excited.
Okay, here we go.
Couldn't ever be my sunrise. Sunrise, sunrise. You're just a setting sun, I'd pray and you would pass me by. You're only looking for a good time, a body you could kiss on. Turn to you and you've moved on. But there's something about the way you pass me by, I couldn't keep up and now I'm stuck. And I'll never forget how carefully you counted it. 7:25 looks to the center of a Tootsie Pop. All the times your laughter made my heart stop. Get the key unlocked, no pace, no clock. Who's there? Knock, knock,
knock, knock.
The earth still turns and I believe one day I'll fall into your gravity. I just took too long to see beyond this predetermined reach.
Couldn't ever be my sunrise.
Sunrise, sunrise.
said sorry for the mess. Clearly trying to impress. This is nothing I profess. No worries, you're fine. She rushes to pick up the clothes that had just been out on the floor. We sit on the edge of a bed and we talk for a while. Do you think she has seen? I'm captivated by her speech. Or is she clueless? Clueless of all of the things I wish to say. Well, I hope she's clueless. I feel no desire to try and explain. But I wonder what it could change. Ooh. I've been hiding from a friend. Feelings I've tried to forget. Tell me, could you even imagine a type? The type to find a way around what's being said. If I had the guts, I'd go nuts for your hand in mine. Do you think she has been reciprocating everything? Or is she cool? Clueless of all of the things I wish to say. Well, I hope she's clueless. I feel no desire to try and explain. But I wonder what it could change. 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 What it could change, I wonder what it could change if she wasn't clueless.
I don't know, I do agree. I think it should be something where you're like excited to talk to that person, especially now. I think I finally felt that.
Back to the start. never understand the line between our love and romance. 'Cause when I look at you, I fall right into a dream. On the galaxies in the middle of the city in New York. So I say thanks to an unknown force. Me and my friends do whatever we want, and by friends I really only mean one in particular, and that's you. Your hair's untied and it's only just about a quarter to nine. You live east so I walk backwards. Sun's slipping south on the west side and we still got the rest of the night. You live east so I walk backwards, babe. I know your boyfriend's mad. Watch you grabbing my hand all day. So I just play it cool, 'cause I can't believe I found you within the Milky Way out of all 8 billion people. So I say thanks to an unknown force. Me and my friends do whatever we want, and by friends I really only mean one in particular, and that's you.
It's you.
Your hair's untied and it's only just about a quarter to nine. You live east so I walk backwards. Sun's slipping south on the west side and we still got the rest of the night. You live east so I walk backwards, babe. You live east so
drive my car out here.
I just don't have it.
All right, that was Walk Backwards by Mondator. Before that I played Back to Start by Callie, and then before that was Clueless by Ellie Williams. That's all we got for you today, but I will be back here next week, 2 p.m. on Wednesdays for Anne Cave. I don't know how much longer I'm going to be doing these 2 hours, but it's been fun if this is my last time doing it. Yeah, that's all we got for you. Want to say goodbye?
And I will be back on Monday, 2 in the morning. 1 in the morning, 1 to 2. 1 to 2.
So
do you
everybody
guys think
tune
I sound
in
like
then.
I'm from California, be honest. it's gonna be really good. It's gonna be really slay, because I'm gonna have a really good and slay weekend, and that's gonna inform my really good and slay playlist.
Yes.
Speaking into existence.
Okay, I'm gonna give this a second to give little Rivendell a second to get its stuff together. but that's all I got for you. This is Anne and
Liv.
Liv, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Enjoy Rivendell for like the few minutes when nobody's in here. Have fun!